OLBPD Dimensions Newsletter. Ohio Library for the Blind and Print Disabled at Cleveland Public Library. 17121 Lakeshore Boulevard, Cleveland, Ohio 44110. Statewide toll free 800-362-1262. Phone 216-623-2911. Web http://olbpd.cpl.org. Twitter at OLBPD. Email olbpd@cpl.org. Edition Summer 2022. Spotlighting 125 years, overcoming early obstacles. In celebration and recognition of the 125th anniversary of the Ohio Library for the Blind and Print Disabled, OLBPD, here is part two of a four-part series acquainting readers with the history of OLBPD. Much of the early history of OLBPD is taken from Open Shelves and Open Minds by C.H. Kramer, 1972. Cleveland Public Library, CPL, began loaning Braille books in 1903. However, these books circulated only a few times, chiefly because there was no way to get bulky Braille volumes to blind patrons who were so eager to receive them. In 1904, Congress solved that problem by providing free mail service. Further obstacles barring needed extensions of this service were the same ones of money, personnel, and storage space. Books in Braille were expensive. In the early days, a local organization named the Howell Publishing Society for the Blind volunteered to produce books. Yet a small, volunteer local volunteer press of this kind was a stopgap at best. In 1914, $75 was allocated by CPL to purchase books, less than 1%, 0.22 hundredths of its budget. The cost of making the embossed plates and producing 25 copies from them averaged $225 for a three-volume set and $450 for a four-volume set. David Copperfield, as an example, was 23 volumes. It was apparent that a substantial endowment or support from public sources was essential. Regarding personnel and storage space, beginning in 1907, the Library for the Blind and the John G. White Collection were placed in Room 515 of the Society for Savings Building, both cared for by one part-time librarian. 3 years later, the Braille Collection, now numbering more than 500 volumes, was transferred to the Goodrich Settlement House, the headquarters of the Cleveland Society for the Blind. Finally, in 1925, with the opening of CPL's new main library building, the Braille Collection gained its first central and individual home, along with a full-time librarian to direct its activity. In Room 47 of the basement level, Library for the Blind had 760 feet of steel shelving and three large tables with chairs for visiting patrons who wished to read. The library offerings grew steadily, if not rapidly, and by 1928, the 6,000 volumes in Braille at the library had circulated 12,000 times during the year. In 1930, CPL's allocation for Braille books increased to $1,750. From its beginning, Director Linda Eastman had regarded the Library for the Blind as her own special project, and by the time she retired in 1938, it was serving all northern Ohio with a circulation of around 30,000. Reminders when returning cartridges. Now, with bundled books being mailed to patrons, here are some reminders about returning cartridges. When returning cartridges, please throw away the mailing card. By removing the mailing card, the sticker applied to the container with OLBPD's return mailing address is now available. Keep in mind that this reminder does not apply to hard copy Braille materials, DVDs, and playaways. Also, do not stick anything to or write on the cartridges or containers, including your return address. When cartridges are checked in, we will know who returned them. If patrons receive a damaged cartridge, there is no need to mark an X on the card, cartridge, or container. Again, when the item is returned, we will know that the cartridge is damaged. If someone needs a damage order resent, then please contact us. Lastly, there is no need to include mailing cards inside the cartridge container, and please avoid placing items other than cartridges back inside the containers. NLS Braille e-reader is now available. The National Library Service NLS Braille e-reader by HumanWare is now available to Ohio patrons receiving Braille reading materials. Patrons on the initial waiting list should have received their Braille e-reader. If not, please contact us to follow up on its status. NLS has sent enough units for all our registered Braille patrons. Yet, an e-reader will not be sent automatically to all Braille readers, only to those patrons who request one. Therefore, Braille patrons interested in receiving an e-reader should contact OLBPD. In addition to downloading Braille books from Bard, patrons can also receive cartridges bundled with electronic Braille reading materials on them from NLS's electronic Braille collection available through Bard. Bundled Braille titles are sent separately from bundled audio titles. OLBPD is using the same cartridges for both audio and Braille bundles. However, if Braille cartridges are inserted into a talking book player, it notifies users that it is a Braille cartridge and it cannot read titles from the cartridge. The same is also true of audio cartridges connected to a Braille e-reader. NLS has also put together an e-reader book sampler, which contains a combination of 20 electronic Braille books and magazines. Patrons interested in receiving the NLS sampler can contact OLBPD to request it. Patrons in need of technical support should contact OLBPD. NLS is also providing additional technical support for issues that we are unable to resolve. NLS also hosts a listserv as an online support community of Braille e-reader users. Patrons wishing to join the listserv should contact OLBPD. NLS has also produced a YouTube how-to series on learning more about using the Braille e-reader. Enter the phrase NLS HumanWare How-To into your favorite internet search engine or visit the OLBPD website for our NLS Braille e-reader support webpage. Helpful hints when managing bundled books. As patrons adjust to receiving bundled books on cartridges, here are some helpful hints we want to share with all of our readers. First and foremost, to help patrons deal with delivery delays or being left with nothing to read, we suggest mailing each cartridge back when finished rather than waiting to return them all at the same time. This way, as you begin listening to your next cartridge, the last one is on its way back to us and a new cartridge is on its way. Also, each cartridge can hold up to 24 titles. Therefore, patrons who read a lot of books can order up to 24 titles per cartridge. It practically takes the same amount of time to prepare a single title or 24 titles. Keep in mind that book preferences like authors, subjects, and series may need to be adjusted to keep pace with ordering. Also, patrons who are only receiving books they request may need to submit more requests. Otherwise, there may not be enough books in their reserve or request list to create their next order. Plus, some patrons have been surprised about getting long-standing titles with low DB numbers. Essentially, bundling books has opened the entire NLS talking book collection, even titles that have been in the collection for quite some time. As a result, long-standing requests are being filled, and low number DB titles are circulating more. On the other hand, patrons are also receiving new books sooner since they become available to send as soon as they are produced. Patrons who are request-only and waiting to receive locally produced magazines like Cleveland Magazine, Cincinnati Magazine, Columbus Monthly, Echoes, Good Old Days, and Ohio Magazine may not be getting their magazines. As a request-only patron, these local magazines remained in service queues until a book order is requested. Finally, patrons wanting both electronic and hard copy Braille formats through the mail are initially set up as request-only. Patrons will need to contact us when placing their order to specify which format to send. Automatic service is also available if one format is preferred more than the other. NLS suspending large print serial publications. Due to the ongoing worldwide paper shortage and significant increases in printing costs, NLS has made the difficult decision to cease production of all large print serialized publications, Talking Book Topics, TBT, Braille Book Review, BBR, and Musical Mainstream, MM. However, NLS continues to produce other accessible versions of TBT, BBR, and MM. TBT will remain available in electronic formats available at www.loc.gov/NLS/TBT, as well as in audio format from Bard, Bard Mobile, or by mail as a magazine on cartridge subscription and as a digital book. BBR will remain available in hard copy Braille, electronic Braille from Bard or Bard Mobile, and on the web at www.loc.gov/NLS/BBR. MM will continue to be available in Braille, electronic Braille, and in audio available to subscribers on cartridge and on Bard. OLBPD Summer Reading List. Pour a tall glass of your favorite summer beverage and catch up on some reading this season from the following list of recommended books. These titles are available now for download through Bard or by request. Books in this list may contain descriptions of sex, strong language, or violence. Abandoned in Death by J.D. Robb, DB 106-775, Eve Dallas Mystery. City of the Dead by Jonathan Kellerman, DB 106-917, Alex Delaware Mystery. Run Rose Run by Dolly Parton and James Patterson, DB 107-053, Suspense. Riding Shotgun by William Johnstone, DB 106-949, Western. The Wish by Beverly Lewis, DBC 25213, Religious Romance. The Blue Light Special by Leo Mudd, DBC 17693, Humor and Law Enforcement. Blind Man's Bluff by James Tate Hill, DB 106263, Biography and Blindness. My Dad's Funnier Than Your Dad by Kelly Conway, DBC 24752, Biography. Upcoming format changes to the newsletter. Beginning in 2023, rather than sending the large print newsletter to all patrons, OLBPD will begin sending the audio version of the newsletter on cartridge instead. The large print copy, along with Braille and electronic Braille copies, will remain available upon request. Electronic versions are also available on our website in audio, Braille, and large print. Patrons can be added to our email list to receive notice when the new edition is available.